Live. 855-453. This is the show about your calls. Ian and Mark are not here this evening. They are at the Talkers New Media Seminar, I believe, in New York City. So this is maybe a little bit of an amateur hour here tonight, but we're going to do our best. And again, this is the show about your calls. If you make them, again, 855-450-FREE. And tonight, here with you, this is Johnson.
Buke is also here.
And Mr. Boner Joe.
And Julia was going to be joining us, but she's feeling a little bit under the weather tonight, so she's sort of helping out in the background, and we may let her go home, or we may slave her to the chair. I'm not really sure what we're going to do, but we might just cuff her and keep her here so that she can help us run this.
It's Free Talk Disaster Live.
Yes, exactly. So, things to talk about this evening. There's a lot. There's a lot of interesting news going on.
Always something going on.
I found an interesting story here about Texas today, saying apparently there was a ruling that happened in Bexar County, Texas, who acquitted Ezekiel Gilbert of charges that he murdered a 23-year-old Craigslist escort. Agreeing that because he was attempting to retrieve the $150 that he'd paid to her, but she wouldn't have sex with him, that his actions were justified.
Hmm.
So,
well, that's a tricky situation.
Right. Because, well, is she a thief? Is, you know, and is that applicable to other people in a service industry in Texas?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, if your plumber comes and fixes, you know, fixes the pipes or whatever, or says that he's going to fix the pipes, and then he goes there and and the pipe's still broken or the toilet or whatever, and
right,
you
go to flush
it and it doesn't work, and you then get to shoot him?
He promised to lay pipe, but there was no pipe laid, and therefore, who gets the money? Do you pay the guy, even if he did work? Did this woman, this escort, did she do work? Was her job just to escort, to be like a fancy date, or was she actually promising sex, and therefore, you know, the money was intended for sex, so she's essentially stealing his money if they agreed upon sex and that didn't happen.
I can only presume that in the details of the case that if a jury ruled in favor of, I guess, the defendant in this case, that she must have promised sex, or that there's strong evidence to indicate that she was promising sex.
Yeah. Now, it's also
because they wouldn't have ruled again, you know, like ruled this guy innocent otherwise.
There must be something more to the story.
Especially in Texas.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm curious, like, isn't prostitution illegal in Texas, I would assume?
Because
it pretty much is everywhere other than, Las Vegas somewhere at a ranch.
Sure, I would assume so. But, I mean, this case is specifically about his trial for murder. I don't know, and I don't know what the prerequisites are if this guy goes to jail now for prostitution or, you know, what, I don't know, you know,
yeah.
I don't know.
I'm also curious, like, what happened, you know, to lead up to him having to shoot her? Was he just like, oh, we're not going to have sex, can I have my money back?
Right, I'm shooting you, woman!
And then he just instantly, you know, lights her up.
Right.
That doesn't seem likely. I would assume there was probably some sort of kerfuffle. And she kept the money, and then there was, you know, possibly violence ensued.
Sure. And I will say this, the comments on this article were also disturbing, despicable, because I got this.
What? On the internet? I don't believe it.
On the internet? I got this article from Gawker, and of course, you know, there were a lot of, you know, pseudo-feminists
stupid.
On there.
Stupid.
Yeah, stupid. There were a lot of pseudo-feminists on there that were, you know, screaming and shouting, well, what, women are property now? You can just shoot someone, and it's just like, okay, actually,
if stealing property,
if somebody's stealing from someone, I don't think that necessarily makes them property. I think it makes them a thief.
Yeah.
And in which case, is it okay to shoot thieves? Well, maybe in certain circumstances.
Well, there was that whole, I think her name was Eileen Wuornos. A movie was made about it. She was a prostitute down in Florida, I think, and I think she killed some Johns that didn't pay her or raped her or something like that, so.
And was she let go?
No, I think she got life in prison or the death penalty.
Well, that's just not fair. I mean, if it's
life's
really
not fair.
I mean, if it's really just about the transaction, right? I mean, if it's about you know, goods kind of being exchanged or services being exchanged.
No,
then,
of course that's what she says. So we have to go by her, you know.
Sure.
But
sure.
You know, where is she going to go for a remedy? She can't go to the authorities and say, oh, this John didn't pay me or stole right. my money or beat me up because I was selling my body. So,
right.
Yeah, it makes me wonder if there's been any, like, drug deals or anything like that where a similar thing happened. Like, you give your money to a drug dealer and he doesn't, you know, have the drugs to give back and thus something happens and you shot the drug dealer. Would that be the same thing or is it? It's a very strange situation because usually I would think juries would side with the 23-year-old female victim
sure.
in most anything, right. especially if she was hot and white, and then, you know, all bets are off.
Well, I guess what it is that Texas has a law that allows people to use, it's in quotes here, to use deadly force to recover property during a nighttime theft. So only at night, this only applies at night, and apparently it's a theft, you know, if there's a theft going on. So I guess that's what the defense argued is that his actions were justified because he believed that sex was included as part of the fee and because of that law. And also Gilbert had argued that the shooting was not actually meant to kill her, even though he apparently shot her in the neck.
You're shooting at anybody, that's the intent is to kill.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as, well, I'm just going to blow your leg off with this shotgun. You know,
try the Hollywood fantasy defense.
Yeah, the likelihood of killing somebody with a gun is nearly 99% if you're actually shooting at somebody. And, the safety rules are that you only point a gun at something you do intend to kill.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no such thing as warning shots. That's just irresponsible.
What if you just press the gun to the palm of someone's hand?
Oh, that's acceptable. there's pistol whipping. That's also fine. I mean, she could have used some pimp slapping, perhaps.
So, you know, I guess after he won, the 30-year-old hugged his defense attorneys after the not guilty verdict, and if convicted, he would have faced life in prison, and he thanked God, his lawyers, and the jury for being able to see what wasn't the truth.
Thank God for being able to kill me a prostitute. Don't mess with Texas.
Don't mess with Texas. But, I mean, I really do kind of want to know, I mean, because if this law is on the books, that people are allowed to use deadly force to recover property during a nighttime theft, does that, I mean, I would think that there would be a lot of service-oriented contractors that just definitely would not want to show up to do any kind of nighttime arrangements because if the deal goes wrong, you know, someone might come out blasting.
I will only accept payment at high noon. No other time.
I mean, I'd love to hear if anybody's in Texas out there that's listening to this and knows anything more about this law. If you can give us a call, 855-450-FREE, and let us know.
Yeah, what's going to stop people from just having a prostitute and then murdering the prostitute and saying, "Well, she took my money."
Right.
You know, she didn't want to give me back the money.
Right. She didn't put out.
Well, the evidence, sir, is that there was sexual congress, and they're like, oh shoot.
Yeah.
Pick a less dangerous industry, then, perhaps.
Well, yeah, there's always that. But, I mean, you know, that...
I understand where you're going with that.
That's not necessarily fair, because there are certainly tons of people out there who partake in dangerous industries that aren't threatened by government in that such fashion, you know, such as, like, you know, maybe, I don't know, coal miners.
Yeah. I mean, the best part
I don't know.
The best part of the story really is the fact that he thanked God afterward. Thank God I was able to murder a woman and get away with it for sex for money. Like, what God are you following? Because it seems different from the ones I've read about.
Yeah, that's, yeah. Mm. Well, I mean, obviously, this is not exactly, we're not dealing with, the upper class.
No, sort not of, so much. Know,
upper echelon of
highfalutin society.
Human being here. So... Well, let me ask this. I don't want to monopolize the time here. Does anybody else have any interesting stories this evening that they would like to discuss?
1-800-something-something-free. I had one here. Where's this thing? I'll see if I can bring it up. I don't own a laptop, so I just have a phone here. And
Commercial, save by the bell. Commercial time.
Thank God for that.
Give us a call if you have your opinions. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. The Healthy Start Pack is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare because you get all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking a Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
That's 855-453. Remember, this is a show about your calls when you make them. And tonight here with you, this is Johnson.
Duke.
And Boner Joe.
Again, Mark and Ian are off at the Talkers New Media Seminar, I believe, in New York City.
They're on a secret date.
Yeah, they're on a secret date.
What they're doing.
And they're making money for the show, which is good. Will things get worse before they get better, or get better before they get worse? Why not both? Quantum Vibe is a sci-fi webcomic following the life of a young woman from voluntarist Space City 500 years in the future, as she travels among the various settled, increasingly status worlds in the solar system. Young Nicole encounters both the extreme hazards of space and human treachery as she assists a mad scientist with a vision that will help humanity access a vast new frontier and finally leave oppressive corporate states behind. Or so they hope. Now, the first 400 strips of this popular epic story by Scott Beiser have been collected in the trade paperback volume Quantum Vibe Volume 1, Nicole, available from Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and direct from BigHeadPress.com with a list price of only $14.95. Scott will be available to meet with fans and sign books at Freedom Fest July 10th through the 14th at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas and at Lone Star Con during Labor Day weekend in San Antonio, Texas.
Well, alrighty then. That's news to me. That sounds interesting, so to speak.
It does. And I also love the jingle for Quantum Vibe.
Oh, there's a jingle.
Oh, yeah. It's probably pretty frequently. If you're a longtime listener, I'm sure you've heard Hannah Hoffman's wonderful sort of song about quantumvibe.com. So
I haven't. That's it, though. Come on, I heard it. I skip a lot of commercials, thankfully.
So we were talking last segment about Texas saying that it's okay to shoot an escort if she won't have sex with you.
She takes your money at night.
And she takes your money as long as it's a night. It's according to a Texas law that allows people to use deadly force to recover property during a nighttime theft. And we were wondering whether or not, what your thoughts are, whether or not this is going to affect people in other service industries. And
we do have a caller. So
sure. So who do we have on the line?
Josh from Pennsylvania.
Josh from Pennsylvania. Josh?
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, thanks for calling.
I always hear Mark and Ian promoting the Bitcoin, and I don't know if you guys are aware or they're aware, but the same technology that makes Bitcoin secure could very easily, and does since 1980, make all text communication and voice communication unsnoopable by the feds. So, yes, there are constitutional issues to the NSA collecting our data, but besides that, I don't understand why they're doing it. If you're a terrorist who cares about not being caught, you're just not going to use the phone line. The internet allows you to completely go dark. What are they doing this for?
Well, what's interesting is actually, have you heard that there are bills in progress and that the government is actually looking to start monitoring web traffic?
And I have, but, this technology is, open source. The source code is available. As long as one person has a copy of that, they can't stop private communication. It's not possible.
Sure. And the idea, I think, is that they're trying to spy on those who don't necessarily know better. According to Diane Feinstein, she thinks that apparently they're stopping all sorts of terrorism right now with the snooping. There's reports out there that there's the claim being made that they've stopped all these terrorist attacks because of all the monitoring that they've been doing so far.
Yeah.
I want to know
how many terrorist attacks have you seen?
Yeah, exactly. I want to see a list.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
But never mind the Boston Marathon thing.
Yeah, forget about it.
I don't understand who these supposed terrorists are that are willingly using public phone lines like that. I mean public as
well. A lot of criminals. If they're willing to kill themselves and kill other people, they're not necessarily rational thinking people. They might be foreigners. They might not speak English. They might not understand all the vagaries of the internet and whatnot and coding and such. So, it's highly likely that terrorists are stupid. But obviously, the government's not just doing this to find terrorists. They really want to find people that are evading taxes, i.e. keeping their own money, people that are growing them their evil plant drug things and such.
It's probably majority about drug dealers.
It's about revenue.
And remember, drug dealers are terrorists.
Right.
According to them, the definition of terrorist has gotten so loose that, it could mean anything.
If I was an intelligent drug dealer, I'd simply convince all my, these are applications you can download on your Android or iPhone and your computer. You know, I just say, you're my client.
Sure.
You got to use this to text me.
Yeah. I'm certain that there must be, there's got to be dealers out there that are that intelligent. You know, but you're not going to know. They're not getting caught.
Technology. I don't know if you guys are aware of that, but the online drug marketplace employs this technology mandatorily. You know, you can't have unsecured conversations on that website.
Yeah.
What website are you talking about? The Silk Road?
The Silk Road. Yeah. There's a reason that no one's been caught so far in America. We use technology from the 1980s to protect us.
Now, that's interesting. Wait. Now, that's interesting. That's an interesting fact that I wasn't aware of. You're saying, so no one so far has been caught that has been using the Silk Road?
The only time that's been reported on the Silk Road forums that someone has been caught is when someone was importing drugs into Australia and they got it at the border.
That sounds hard to believe, but I will take your word for it. That does sound something that's a little hard to believe, but I mean, I guess it's possible.
Yeah, they're very, very strict in Australia with imports.
No,
they look for not for just drugs, but to make sure you're paying your tax on whatever you imported it.
No, I'm saying that no one has been caught in the United States at all. I mean, I would think that there would be police putting up transactions and
somebody
catching people.
Somebody that made mistakes in shipping and. Yeah.
Well, at least no one's reported it on the forums.
Right. Well, I guess it would be hard to report if they're in jail.
I know somebody in the Liberty community has indirectly been caught from Silk Road because they were buying LSD. I don't know if you ever heard about Stacey Litz, but she was apparently buying LSD off Silk Road and reselling it locally. And I guess one of those people that she was reselling to got caught and got back to her. Then, you know.
But it was the way she got caught is through the person-to-person transaction,
not the
online.
Can, like right. link you to, sending a package or picking one up. I never.
It is not illegal to receive a package.
Right.
I'm just a little disappointed that the Liberty community isn't promoting these privacy tools a little more. They're, you know, with 3 hours of your time, you can learn how to completely defend yourself via text, voice, and
I will guess you called in, so let's give you the opportunity right now. What would you say are the best privacy communications tools available?
Living in a cave.
if you have an Android phone,
name one. You got like 10 seconds, and then we gotta go to break, but we'll hold you over.
GPG.
Okay.
Everybody should be using it. GPG.
GPG, not PGP. Okay. Well, let's. If you have any more, we'll hold you over the break, and we'll talk to you when we come back. This is Free Talk Live. Give us a call, 855-450-FREE.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Give us a call toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. This is the show about your calls, and again, here with you tonight, this is Johnson.
Yeah, Owner Joe.
And in the last segment, we did mention the Bitcoin store, where you can find more than 500,000 items ready for immediate shipment. They are currently at 0% markup from the world's largest consumer electronics distributor, Ingram Micro. And I think it's a reasonably fair statement that more than half of the items are cheaper than Amazon. It is the easiest way to convert your Bitcoins into real-world items. Non-Bitcoin users can save money by buying from Bitcoin Store instead of their other online shops. And the government can't track what you buy from Bitcoin Store. You don't need to give your real name or anything other than the address where you want the parts shipped. So head on over to BitcoinStore.com and shop for what you want to get today.
It works pretty good. I bought a monitor there once.
Oh, fantastic.
A couple months back.
What kind of monitor?
A Samsung something or other square rectangular thing.
Is that the big monitor that you use for your primary display?
Yeah, it's my primary
display.
Yeah, and then my computer's also hooked up to a TV, like a flat-screen TV.
Sure.
But my primary monitor, yeah, I got a new one that was slightly bigger. And I found it. It was like 2 bitcoins when bitcoins are at like.
I feel we should should plug the fact that you have your own show.
Oh yes, I and Julie as well, who is no longer with us, sadly.
She has passed away.
Yeah, she's not. She was supposed to do the show, but she's not, as we mentioned. I do Puke and the Gang. That's at PukeandTheGang.com. It's a weekly podcast featuring a lot of profanity and stupid stories, and we talk about the news and just, you know. We're generally silly. It started, you know, if you listen to Free Talk Live last year sometime or so, you know, for a while there were the Sunday shows were just sort of like random people who came in. Ian was like, I know your name. Come in, do the podcast on Sunday. And, you know, myself, Andrew, and Julia, and Dale, Luther, you know, we kind of all did a bunch of shows. And then we decided to do it on our own when Mark kicked us out. And it's Puking the Gang.
Fantastic.
So, check that out.
So, at first we were talking about Texas and...
don't mess with Texas.
Don't mess with Texas, or you'll get shot at night. We were talking about whether or not it's okay to use deadly force, and apparently there's a law there that allows people to use deadly force to recover property during a nighttime theft, and we're looking for your thoughts on that. And then we got into talking about Bitcoin and also about
security
online and secure communications channels, and we were talking to Matt, and do we still have Matt on the line?
Well, I think it's Josh. But yes,
Josh? Oh, I might, I might have the name wrong.
We have somebody named
who are we speaking with? Josh?
We're speaking with Josh, yep.
Okay, Josh. So you had mentioned GPG. Now, what's interesting is I know of PGP, pretty good protection or pretty good privacy. What is GPG?
Oh, GPG is just the open source version of PGP. They're interchangeable.
Okay, interesting. Yeah. So and then that's just essentially straight encryption, correct?
Yeah, that is, well, that's what's called public key encryption. It means, you know, you have a private key, your friend has a private key, you exchange public keys, and then you get unbreakable security.
Sure. So is that just text in and text out?
Oh, somebody's getting a phone call. Can we answer that, please?
Sorry about that. GPG and PGP can encrypt files and text, so not voice. For voice,
so what's
you something else.
What's the process? Are we talking about like a plugin for other software? Are you talking about where you would have to cut and paste the text that you want into that program, encrypt it, and then cut and paste it back out?
So currently, there are PGP, GPG plugins for mail clients like Thunderbird.
Okay. Right.
Popular, made by
I would assume like Thunderbird,
Firefox.
Outlook, you know, all that.
Yeah, Thunderbird and Outlook are the main email clients that definitely have PGP support with the plugin. Very easy to set up. That's great for files and text, simple stuff. For instant messaging, there's something called OTR. That's available on iPhones and Android phones. So you can pretty much go dark with that in combination with Tor, which is the special application that you use to access the deep web, as it's called, where the Silk Road is.
Right. Okay. Now, I know Free Talk Live has mentioned Tor before. The Onion Router is what it's talking about. The Onion Router essentially takes your IP address, the address that your computer is on. It's like a phone number. You know, it's analogous to a phone number. So essentially, what would happen is that it bounces your connection around to various different computers that are not necessarily going to report that information. And so you go through a network, and essentially it's like all those old movies where you see, you know, where they would take a phone connection, and then you'd see the line for where the phone the phone number was being called to would be bouncing all over the map, because it would be like, oh, the phone call was routed to, you know, Chicago, now it's in Japan, now it's in China, now it's in Germany, now it's, you know, and then it goes to the United States. So Tor is essentially the kind of the same thing, but with your internet connection.
All the best movies have an animated map.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Some sort of animated map of the line moving around.
And a little bit of interesting history behind Tor is that the government basically created it so it could hide spy traffic, basically, among normal traffic. So it put out this thing, and so they could get people to use it, so you couldn't tell where the government was actually using it with spies and stuff like that.
Right.
So
that's
the
right.
Government thinks it's secure enough. And like you said, they've
well,
never...
Well, wait, when you say the government created it, are you talking about the government specifically created Tor or the technology that drives Tor?
I think the technology.
Okay.
And then I think somebody built it, you know, on top of that, basically.
Right.
You know, the original code, and somebody modified it.
Right.
Into what it is now.
So, last question I would have is, what about audio encryption? Because we were originally talking about...
Right.
We were discussing telephone calls.
So, Skype, as we know, and as you guys at Free Talk Live know, is a very popular way to call people, but unfortunately we don't have access to the code behind it, so can't really be considered secure by proper standards. It's owned by Microsoft, so we don't know if they have a backdoor. You can, however, use...
Right? I just want to say, at least in the chat, it's been found that they have been scanning URLs.
Right.
For whatever reason, they complain,
virus.
They say it's for
virus,
for virus.
Right.
But, yeah, at least for chat. But supposedly, all voice communications are encrypted by shared key between the two clients. So it's supposed to be secured.
Open source chat clients, voice chat clients include Mumble and Jitsi. I don't want to take your guys' time anymore, but I left a link for all Free Talk Live users that has a list of all these privacy and security software at is.gd/freetalklive. is.gd/freetalklive. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much, Josh. So I will also throw on top of that list, besides Mumble, which is I know of Mumble, a lot of those, like, for example, there's Mumble and TeamSpeak is one that I've used that it can also, you can also encrypt your audio traffic and run your own servers. And those are have typically classically been used, their audio communications programs for gamers, so that essentially they can speak with one another while playing various different games. And I actually use TeamSpeak very regularly, although we don't encrypt our conversation because there's no need to.
And, yeah, well, that's the thing about this. You know, listen, he was saying, why aren't more people encrypting or whatever? And it's like, I don't have any reason to that I know of.
And actually, I'm gonna reprimand myself, right? Because
bad Johnson.
Yeah, bad me. Because I shouldn't have said that. Oh, there's no need to encrypt our conversation.
There could be.
Because that's actually, no, well, there's always a need to encrypt something. And really, the only reason is that I'm lazy. I'm not encrypting my conversation because I'm lazy, and the people that I'm, you know, talking with, they're probably also going to be lazy too, or not know how to encrypt their conversation, not want to go through the hassle. But is there a reason to encrypt? Of course, there's always a reason to encrypt, and that is obscurity through, I just forgot the expression, but it's
obscurity through insomnia.
No, it's
no, wait, that's amnesia.
It's when something is so popular that you're able to be obscure out in the open. And
well, if you know what the hell he's trying to say, call in at whatever the phone number is.
Whenever, you know, when there's so many people, you know, in other words, when there's a huge crowd, you can hide in the crowd. So what you want is you want everyone, you want so many people encrypting their conversations so that, you know, the government can't specifically target a single conversation and try and decrypt it. This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. Give us a call with your thoughts.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-945-9104. That's 1-800-945-9104. 1-800-945-9104. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health. one bag at a time.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Give us a call toll free at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll free call in line, and this is the show about your calls. So give us a call. This is Amateur Hour Night here at Free Talk Live. It's Johnson here with you, and
Duke. You said you weren't going
to
do that.
No, I'm not doing that. I wanted to just say, I just wanted to repeat again that Mark and Ian are out of town. They are at the Talkers New Media Seminar.
School Sucks Project is a podcast, call-in show, YouTube channel, and web community promoting real education and deconstructing state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, history, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. Go to schoolsucksproject.com and browse through the 12-part Kids Are Not Defective podcast series, which examines the destructive impacts of youth stereotypes in the media, medication for rebellious behavior, corporeal punishment. I think that's supposed to be corporal, not corporeal, but that's the way it's spelled. Carrots and stick systems, zero tolerance policies, and much, much more. That's schoolsucksproject.com.
Well, if that's
that spell check will get you.
Yeah, and
you
if it's spelled corporeal, I'm sure that Brett from School Sucks Project did not write that that read. That was, I'm sure that one falls on Mark.
Yeah, we can blame Mark for that.
But I mean, I don't know. I would kind of like to get an incorporeal punishment.
Yeah,
I think it'd be
fun.
Like, you know, they keep swinging at you, and it goes through.
Like,
you.
Well, you're a ghost. It's not hurting me. I don't understand. And then they grab your heart, and it freezes.
Oh no!
That's what happens.
That's awful. So we've been talking about security. We've been talking about Bitcoin. We've been talking about Texas, and it's stealing from people at night.
Don't do it in Texas.
Don't do it in Texas because you might get shot.
Well, that's one positive thing that might come out about that. You know, people might think twice about stealing from people at night.
Yeah.
After the publicity from that. So.
Well, I mean, that's what happens. You know, how many home invasions are there in a state like New Hampshire where everybody owns a shotgun practically, as compared to L.A. where you're pretty much not allowed to own any firearms. Period. So,
yeah. And it's interesting because it's also kind of an extension of what the homestead defense, where, you know, obviously if someone's trying to steal from your house or break into your house, that in Texas you're allowed to defend yourself. And I believe that they're working on that here in New Hampshire as well, right? I mean, they're...
Castle Doctrine is generally what it's referred to as. Yeah, a lot of states are trying to work that in, actually. And
didn't New Hampshire just get it like a year or two ago? And I think they tried to repeal it last
there,
year.
There's... I'm not certain if it was Castle Doctrine, but I know for certain that it was the Stand Your Ground law,
okay,
where you are not required to retreat first in order to defend yourself. You can stand and defend yourself.
Which is, I think, a very good thing. I mean, honestly,
yeah.
I mean,
well, some states have it where it's like if you're allowed to just run, you know, like turn around and run, but instead you shoot somebody who's, you know, trying to stab you in the face, you will be charged with some sort of crime yourself, whereas the Stand Your Ground law allows you to, if somebody, like, whips out a knife at your face, and you're walking down the street with your loved one, you can, in kind, pull out a pistol and defend yourself.
Right. You don't have to run first.
Yeah.
Which is just, it boggles my mind. No, you have to run. You have to run first. It's like,
yeah.
What?
It's, well, you know, it's silly laws that are created. You know, the idea is that, you know, instead of creating, I guess, you know, Old West-style gunfights or something like in the movies, people just be running away from each other. Yeah, exactly.
So, again, we were talking about these security and talking about people downloading some applications. We got some, you know, we'll be linking to some of these on the Facebook profile, which you can find at facebook.freetalklive.com. We'll talk about some of those recommendations for different privacy programs, and we talked about Bitcoin, and I believe I don't know, do we have a caller on the line?
Yeah, I just want to mention real quick to wrap that whole security discussion up, a new app for iPhones and Android phones just came out. It's a service, more like, but it has an app. It's called Silent Circle.
Okay.
And, like, every single piece of communication you have on your phone can be encrypted very securely. You can even have messages self-destruct after a certain period of time. It's in you can't intercept anything, supposedly. So,
right. Is that Android and iOS?
Yes.
Okay. And does it require jailbreaking on iOS?
I don't think so, because it's in the App Store.
Interesting.
So if it's in the App Store and the Apple Store, Apple App Store, I'm sure it's going to be Android.
Right.
Because they're very much less strict.
I wonder how that works on Apple, just knowing how much Apple.
Yeah, it's strange. Well, a lot of Apple apps are blocked, too, because of weird things. You think something like that would.
Well, I mean, Apple started encrypting their chat in at least iOS 6, so, I mean, their text messaging, so you have, I forget exactly what it's called, it's like iChat or iMessage, I think it's iMessage, but
right.
Between two iPhones, every text you send each other is encrypted.
Right.
Okay.
It doesn't go over the regular texting network.
Right,
so,
it goes over IP.
At least really? It has that protection, so, but anyway.
Interesting.
Yep.
Too bad that you can't track data usage on the iPhone. But anyway.
Yeah.
You've gone over again.
Yeah.
This month.
Yeah, they do track data usage on the iPhone. It's just.
Just you can't look at it? There's no way to tell?
Well, you can if you. Well, for example, I'm with AT&T and I have an AT&T app that tracks it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But I don't know about the other providers.
I just know that Android, the operating systems for Android have an actual. You know, it's in the settings. You can track your data usage. So, should we go to that caller?
Sure. You said we have a caller on the line. So
yes. Kobe from Utah on KZNU 1450 AM.
Kobe, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Great. So what did you want to talk to us about tonight, Kobe?
Well, so I just I heard a news report today when I was driving down the road on the station, and Obama is coming out and saying that he's going to put a tax on all phone usage of 40 cents, and that he can do it without any legislation or anything. And what it's going to be used for is to help fund so all schools can have internet connection. Now, I have a business, got5bucks.com, and all of our employees use Verizon cell phones. And, you know, we're talking 20 or 30 cell phones. And all of them being charged 40 cents a month to fund, everybody having internet in the United States. I just was concerned about that. Heard and didn't know. Did you guys hear anything? Do you guys know anything about that? Or
I had not heard about that. And so you're saying, wait, is it everybody have internet in the United States or all schools?
No, so all schools in the United States. But the way he proposes that he's going to fund it is that he's going to have a 40% tax on it, and all Verizon phones.
Wait. Now, 40 cent or 40%?
40 cents. So,
okay. 40% would be incredibly scary.
Yeah,
but I just think to myself, I mean, and he's almost bragging in a bragging voice saying that, and I don't need any congressional approval to do this. So, and Verizon's on board with it. So I just wondered if you guys had known anything about that.
No,
I can't find anything on Google right now.
Of course you're on board because they'll be benefiting from that. They provide DSL and fiber internet services, so I'm sure they're going to be making money on that somehow.
Sure, exactly. They want to be the ones who actually provide the internet to those schools.
I find it very strange. Schools that don't have internet access, I find that incredulous.
Well, they probably, very few you'd find didn't, but I'm sure they'd like to upgrade their service.
Yeah, to what, like T1 lines or something?
Yeah, maybe, I don't
absolutely.
Know. Spend $1 million to run fiber somewhere.
Why should the American public have to pay? Why should I have to pay $40
for a line? We already do.
There's already property taxes, so why now? No, now you have to pay for the kids to have internet, too. So, you get into this thing, now you're going to have to pay for all the kids to have school lunches, too, and now you're going to have to pay for the kids to have uniforms, and now you're going to have to pay for the kids to have extra janitors to make sure the school's extra sparkling clean, and now we need an Olympic-sized swimming pool, and now we need new sports programs and art studios and... computer equipment, and it just keeps going and going.
Now, I know this is true for landline phones, and something in my head tells me they may have repealed it for cell phones, but I know there's at least a tax on landline phone service that helps. It's sort of similar that it provides subsidies for rural telephone service to a phone company.
Yeah.
So the subscribers end up getting it cheaper. I know that.
Have you ever added up all the taxes on your phone bill? Just looked at it and it seems like...
I think it's about $7 a line on my cell phone.
It's just, really? That sounds really low. To me, I thought I remember mine being like a fairly large
chunk. It's $150 plus New Hampshire franchise fee plus federal taxes.
Right, yeah.
It ends up to be almost $170 between two phones. Yeah. So.
Just fee upon fee upon fee. Well, thank you so much for the call. Again, this is Free Talk. Again, this is Free Talk Live, 1-800-855-453. Again, 855-450-FREE. This is the show about your calls when you make them. Again, this is Free Talk Live.
Money's tight and gas is expensive. Learn how each time you fill your tank, you can get 10 to 20% better mileage. That could easily save you $1,000 a year. I've been using the fuel treatment XFT in my cars for over 6 months. I keep track of my mileage and it works. Save yourself $1,000 a year. Start using XFT. Go to xft.freetalklive.com. Improve fuel economy, prolong engine life, increase horsepower, and reduce emissions. It works. xft.freetalklive.com.
Online Bitcoin poker at sealedwithclubs.eu. That's right. Play poker online with Bitcoin, the digital cryptocurrency. Anonymous accounts, optional email, and no banking. Only Bitcoin deposits and withdrawals at sealedwithclubs.eu. Great player rewards, free rolls, and other promotions. For more information, visit us online at sealedwithclubs.eu. No seals are harmed in the making of this advertisement.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit priproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.